Time to explore another hour, starting with the big stories of the hour of the day. So if we can get some information into your head, that'll be considered an accomplishment on our part. Ours, we are included together. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day for Thursday, the 14th of November. One more day, we're halfway through the next to the last month of the year. Man, what a mind-boggler that is. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Kim at Kim. What? Look at the story.
Who's that?
Kim Kardashian, actually. I had her in my eye, and I was thinking about Ken and Kim and how they go together, but I won't tell Lisa. Lisa's Ken's wife. 888-302-3684 is how you connect with us if you feel to spend some time with us talking about the good old number one issue this week, this month, this year. At least that's my theory. We'll see in a month or so as to what comes out for the top topics of the year. So far, 106,185 people have signed up. How many have gone to the site to check it out? That seems like, with, what, 30 million potential customers? Is that how many are supposed to sign up? Or what's the, I never remember hearing that number, Kenny, as to how I'm not looking for numbers for success, but what's required in order for there to be no fines and all that other stuff, that wonderful American way we have of motivating people. You're fined if you don't do what we tell you to do. That's land of the free and home of the brave. But if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to fine you. Anyway, so what's the potential number of people who might aspire to sign up?
I think the number was around 8 million.
8 million.
That it's estimated there are 8 million without insurance.
No, I thought there were 30 million without insurance. What happened to that number?
I don't know.
Isn't that, we were told all along, right, that there were 30 to 40 million Americans didn't have insurance. Isn't that the number that was thrown around the last 2, 3, 4 years as this thing ramped up? We were told we have this horrible circumstance in our country where there are tens of millions of people who don't have insurance, and this is going to fix it for them all. I know I heard that number. 888-302-37. Okay. I remember that number. Okay, so anyway.
I know that approximately a million people have gone through and at least set up accounts.
Yeah.
And there's another 400,000. Part of what's been left out of this is that another 400,000 people have gone through, and because of their circumstances, age, whatever, they were moved over to Medicaid.
Huh. Well, that's okay.
Right, but those are numbers.
Why
are,
wouldn't they know that
they
already?
Sort of.
You're going to want, unless they were too young and they had other conditions or something. If you're of an age, you need to, would think everybody would know, you got to go at 65 to Medicare. Anyway,
right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just saying that for whatever reason, they didn't know they qualified, or perhaps the qualifications had changed. I haven't really looked into that. But that's another 400,000 that sort of counts and sort of doesn't, depending on how you look at it.
It's about 1.4%. The number, if we have an 8 million number of people who are in need or supposed to qualify or supposed to have this, 106,000 have signed up, then that means 1.4% of the total of 100% are going to sign up. That's 1.4%. So what does that do to the deadlines and all the other parts of this that are moving? If you only have 1.4% signed up at this point, midway, so this is a month and a half old, and it's supposed to be signed up by the 1st of January, right? Although that was moved to March. Am I remembering all that right, too?
I think so. And these numbers were only for October. It doesn't include whatever's happened in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
But there's no way to know that. If it's not up and running as it's supposed to be by the end of this month, which is now just 2 weeks away, they would have to move the deadlines.
Yeah. I was listening to a couple of, I tried to find information on both sides yesterday afternoon, and didn't have a lot of luck in trying to, again, bring what is together. Always in an issue like this, one side doesn't like it, the other side does. Somewhere in the middle is the right story.
Right.
So, in this circumstance, I don't know that you can find, but I trust you to have ferreted out the numbers, and if those are the numbers that you've come up with, those are the ones that I'll hold on to. 27,000 of those 106,000 went to the federal site. The rest are coming from the states. That's pretty telling in and of itself. Those states that have their own exchanges, and some of them, I guess, why did they set up their own exchanges instead of going with the federal government? Do you remember the reasoning behind that? These are, by the way, the states are California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington. People say, well, Massachusetts, the most successful state, has the most signups. Well, it has what was called Romney Care, which some of the Republicans who didn't want to see him elected chided him for. And in fact, it has turned out to be, as I've said a number of times, very successful in its aim. I'm not saying that the whole idea of it was great, but what it was passed to do, what it aimed to do, it has succeeded in doing for the most part. All right, anyway, excuse me.
Every state had the option to set up their own exchanges.
Right.
So it was only I think it was 14 16. States that decided to go ahead and do that.
Yep.
and did, and most of them, not all of them, have had
pretty
success.
Good.
Some of
yeah.
them have had technical problems with their sites as well.
Yeah.
Just like the federal site.
They should have gone to Massachusetts, and I don't mean that facetiously, to see how it was done and just copy it. But the egos, the Democrats, are like, God, how can we do that? It was a Republican who did it. Except what they forget is that Republicans don't exist much in Massachusetts. So under the circumstances, the Democrats were the ones that really agreed grudgingly. They didn't come up with the idea. So Romney got it done. But the Democrats have administered it because most of the bureaucrats in this state are connected to the Democrats in one way or another. So anybody who wants to see how it was done and figure, hey, this works all right, you check out the system in Massachusetts. And I think that's what some of the states have done. I don't know what California did. Did they copy the Massachusetts program? Do you know?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if they did that or they did their own.
It'd be interesting to find that out. Anybody who knows anything, help yourself to us. We are ferreting through what we know, and you can always help. It's kind of like Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. There are people who put in information. There is the opinion side, and then there's the information side. And frankly, we'd like to put a little more emphasis on whatever information you may have that we can share with a lot of people like you who are interested in knowing the story behind the story, as it were. 888-302-3684. This is Doug's Good Day. It's 14 past the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginex pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're going to have fun. I mean, hard.
Something missing from your list, like Fisher-Price, Barbie, or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's Making the List sale for lots of great savings and earn Kohl's cash this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. So let's get to, as you know, in this hour, if you listen to us with regularity, we are happy to bring in samplings of conversation about the issues from other talk programs. Here's an example of a discussion of Obamacare with hosts Bridget Quinn and Steve Scott talking to Jennifer Epstein about the just released numbers.
Is the low number being chalked up solely to the problems with the website, or is there less interest than the administration thought?
Well, the administration is saying that they believe that interest is extremely high. They point to the fact that a million people or so, almost 975,000, have applied and gotten an eligibility of determination but have not yet selected a plan, and that had these issues with the website not been so pronounced in the month of October, some percentage of those people would have also signed up, and at least the numbers would have been a bit higher. They really are largely relying on the fact, relying and pointing to the website problems as the real problem and the reason why the number is so much lower than expected.
Original estimates were what, about 7 million signups during the 6-month enrollment? Obviously, they're way off that pace. Are you getting any sense at the White House that they think they can pick up the pace a little bit?
Well, they point to the fact that in Massachusetts there were only 123 signups during the first month of enrollment there, and that turned out to be 0.3% of the overall enrollment. They're saying, you know, if you look at that, then if we have even a, you know, slightly better situation there or slightly worse, then we're still in okay shape. That will mean that millions more people will sign up before we get to the end of March. And they seem to be confident that once the website works, that all this pent-up demand of all these people who want to get further along in the process than they've been able to will mean that those numbers will go up dramatically by the time we get to the December numbers, if not the November numbers, considering all the problems that are still lingering on the website.
Hey, quickly, before we let you get away, speaking of December, will they have this completely on track by then?
They say that the website will, by November 30th, be working for the vast majority of those who try to use it. The administration has not been more specific about that and whether a vast majority, you know, means 70% of people using it or 99.9%. It'll be like, you know, any other website. But the administration really does seem to, at this point in time, be holding out hope that that these problems will be resolved in the next couple of weeks, and that going forward, the conversation will be less about all these problems and more about the relative merits of various programs and about the law in general and how it's helping people, not just how people can't even sign up for their new coverage.
All right, more on this discussion as we have time, and we do have time. It's 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So this musically is a song that may apply to our conversation here. It's also number one song during this week in 1987, Fleetwood Mac and Little Lies. 24 after the hour, Little Lies, Big Lies. The Democrats are unhappy to a person, simmering discontent to the problems plaguing Obamacare. And that conversation with the White House to try to fix, the Democrats in Congress want to fix it. The White House seems to be stalling or pushing back, if you will. So there is embarrassment. Is there time to fix it? I guess that depends on how well, yeah, there's time probably, but will they take advantage of the time? Here's host John Gambling talking to Michael Cannon from the Cato Institute about why Mr. Cannon thinks the insurance companies have been keeping quiet during all of this debate and discussion.
How come we haven't heard anything from the insurance companies? No screaming whatsoever over this mess.
Well, they're scared to death. The Obama administration is holding their future in its hands, and they've made it quite clear they don't want to hear any criticism coming from the insurance companies. And this was 3 years ago that Kathleen, remember, the insurance companies started telling their enrollees how much this law was going to cost them. And Kathleen Sebelius shot off a letter to the insurance company lobby saying, if you do that, basically threatening them with bankruptcy, if you do that, we're going to be excluding you from the exchanges. And ever since then, you get nary a peep from the insurance companies about this law. And it's because the administration is violating their First Amendment rights to convey truthful information to their enrollees, and your and my First Amendment rights to hear that truthful information. And this is part of the bunker mentality in this administration that is devoted to Obamacare at all costs, including your civil liberties and your existing health insurance, even your access to health care. Even the cause of affordable and quality health care is being subsumed to their devotion to this law.
And, Michael, I am now absolutely convinced. I was convinced prior to this, but I'm really convinced now, as you just pointed out, this has to do with ideology and dogma and the belief of what the American society wants should be in the eyes of Barack Obama. And there is no better way to control the American people than through their health care. Because people are afraid if I don't have health care, I could die. It's really your life in their hands.
The way I would put it is this. healthcare is different from all other areas of the economy because it really is the one area we rely on when we are at our most vulnerable point. And that is why once the government makes you dependent on it for your healthcare, well, it's going to create constituencies for more and more and bigger government. That's one of the reasons, I think, why the Republicans wanted to shut down the government in an attempt to defund the law, because they were afraid that when the money starts going out the door on January 1st, it's going to create a new dependent class of people who are dependent on the government for their health insurance and their health care, and those people are going to vote for bigger taxes. And, you know, they're also going to get lousy. It's also going to degrade the quality of healthcare in this country along the way. But that's I think, what – and you're basically quoting Ronald Reagan there, because that was in the album that he did for the American Medical Association back in the 1960s warning against Medicare. Well, I think that's the argument that he was making. Once the government controls healthcare, then the government is just going to grow and grow and grow. And we've certainly seen that since Medicare was enacted. Healthcare, government has grown and healthcare has gotten more expensive, and the quality is not improved in the way it should.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Ries. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world.
One of my favorite phrases from the book is what we call vanity metrics.
Eric Ries.
For those that are new to the term, vanity metrics are the numbers you put in your press release to make your competitors feel bad about themselves. Take a number like, you see this all the time in the technology press, our new platform, we've had 100 million messages sent. Boy, does that sound like a lot. But if you think about that for a second, you say, wait a minute. Does that mean that 100 million people tried our product one time and didn't like it? Or does it mean that one person really, really, really likes our product a little bit too much? You don't know. See, that's the idea. We have a big number that sounds good, but we don't really know. The danger of vanity metrics is, what if you inside your company or your organization start to use vanity metrics to judge your own success? Then, you know, the vanity metrics go up. Everyone just assumes it's because of the thing I was working on at that time. But of course, when the vanity metrics go down, it's because of that thing the idiot down the hall was working on that ruined it. So what we need is a better way of measuring progress, real actionable metrics that help us understand what is the real cause and effect of the things we're doing in our organization. We have to say, how do we know that we actually made our customers' lives better and not worse? That requires a lot of hard work in math, in accounting, in really being rigorous in our thinking about what constitutes progress. How do you prove that you've learned something valuable about a new product or business? And it's one of the core ideas of the Lean Startup.
Eric Ries is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here to bring you up to date on some of the big stories. We tend to, in this hour, spend a lot of time on one or two issues because we have the input that Kenny has monitored from a number of news talk, radio and television programs. The focus here has been, to this point, on the Affordable Care Act and how to get it right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So with your thoughts in our mind, 888-302-3684, we start with John, who's listening to us in New Jersey, with something important to say.
Sebelius, what she did not apologize for, and Mr. Obama did not apologize for, are the millions of people, I'm one of them, whose health care they liked was canceled, but more importantly, the doctor that they've been seeing, the doctors that they've had for years that they trust and like on the new so-called plans that are available, that once you get your plan canceled, many cannot see their doctors. My wife is extremely upset about this. This is outrageous. It's un-American to take away someone's right to see their own doctor.
888-302-3684. I don't feel or sense that anybody's doing anything about this, Kenny. Am I right or wrong? That the idea that pushing Bill Clinton has been the leader of this, give people what they want, what's the matter with you, as basically the tone of the context aimed at the president. So what are they doing to ensure that the promises, those three main promises that he made, are carried through, or is it just going to be, tough, sorry? We keep saying we're sorry. Is that, I mean, that's not enough to placate most of the people, and that's what the Democrats in general are all worried about. So what is being done to fix that problem, if anything?
The short answer is I don't know. The administration says it's working on something to fix that. Yeah. There's a bill in the House, excuse me, I think it's supposed to be introduced tomorrow, if it hasn't already, to allow people to keep their insurance, to allow insurance companies to continue plans for another year, even if they don't meet the new standards.
That isn't the promise, though. That's not. It should not be for another year. It should be forever. Because that's what people want. They want to be able to keep what they have. So that'll be what brings the Democrats to their knees at the polls next year, and they know it. I think it's pretty interesting to look at these numbers. I just dug around a little because we had said that there were about a million people who had set up an account. 400,000 people had gone through and ended up with Medicare. 8 million are eligible. 106,000 have signed up. But of that number, only 26,794 in October enrolled for the Obamacare, the federal system that's in 34 states. 16 states have their own system. And let's see here, 79, is it 14? I don't, 14 or 16 states. They keep going back and forth. We count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 on our list with their own health care.
I think one of those is Washington, D.C.
It is D.C., right, the District of Columbia, right. So it's 16 anyway. So the ones that have just the federal exchange have signed up 26,794 at the end of last month. 79,000 have signed up in the states with their own websites, and that doesn't include Oregon, where nobody has signed up because it's been a mess. I think that's the way it shakes out.
And half of, and almost half of those that have signed up have been here in California.
Yeah, the other half have been in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, those are the numbers. Somebody referred to it as Enron-like accounting. I think it was probably some Republican, I'm sure, of that, actually. Catherine Sebelius is the one who's in charge overall. She's done a horrendous job. Why she still has her job is a question and a half. Has she got pictures of the president with a chicken or what? I mean, why is she still there is the question a lot of people are asking, including most of the Democrats. She is a real liability.
While I'm sure she is, and I'm sure she will go, I think that there's no way to get rid of her now because there would be no way he could get anybody to
come
approve.
Into that job.
Yeah. Nobody who would want to take it. And if you found somebody to take it, the House would block any nomination.
Right. 888-302-3684. Oh, we're not going to use politics to run the thing. Of course not. Ron, go ahead. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Yes, I have a fellow employee who he only makes like $8 an hour, and previously he's only gone to the doctor for like twice in the last 10 years. He
mm-hmm.
said,
"Yeah."
And the government's going to make him pay $89 a month for health care when normally he would just spend like $30 for a doctor's visit.
So he has to work for 11 hours. If you're working 40 hours a month. That's about 160, I think 168 on average if you have, depending on how many days there are in the month. So let's say 168. So you're going to work 11 hours of that time to pay for your health care. That's the way it shakes out.
Yes, and he doesn't even use health care, you know, normally. So
he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Paying for someone else's. Does
yeah.
It, you know?
Okay. Well, that's the way it is. You in this country today, half of us pay and the other half take. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Yep. And so he's.
Well, I was the first thing I did. Like I'm a veteran, and I was just going to see if I'm going to get fined. You know, even though the few times that I go to the doctor too, it's for I go down to the VA. You know.
Well, you have your own coverage, so can't you just if you're in the VA system, can't you stay in it?
Well, yeah, you can. That's on the website too. It says that, so
yeah,
that's
so
a good
right.
thing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
But
yeah. All right, Ron. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Here's Rosetta listening to WJOL in Illinois.
I certainly disagree with President Clinton. He has stood up with the president for a long time, and what he did yesterday is just, you know, is not even common sense. You need to help him fight for this ACA coverage. And I disagree with him. The people really need this ACA. And the reason why I think that the president is on the right track, the insurance company have dealt out a lot of junk insurance. In a lot of years, they cut off. They get rid of insurances and they bring back other. And the president is trying to make this a better thing for the people.
What flavor is that Kool-Aid, madam? 888-302-3684. 3684. Kenny, what conference call input do you have there? The conference being online at facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show.
A bunch of comments for Twitter. Smitty says, liberals defending Obama look as ridiculous as conservatives did defending Bush.
Mm-hmm. So maybe aim that at Rosetta a little. Just a little Rosetta. Go ahead.
Sue says, we are screwed every which way but loose.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about it, Sue? What are you going to do about it? You can say that. That's fine. We have that opinion. Many of us do. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to fix the problem? All right. What else?
And Jennifer says, nothing except a full repeal will do.
888-302-3684. I don't know that I agree with that. You ought to be able to fix some of this stuff. Anyway, Johnny's in West Virginia listening to us discuss Obamacare.
I just want to tell you that in my little town here, first of all, we're like the second poorest state in the United States. And my home for my insurance on my children went from $450 to $621 because of Obamacare, and I couldn't afford that and had to cancel it. So now my children have no insurance. And I just can't understand why that our leaders would do something like this to people. And another thing is, the only thing I hear on here is about upper class and middle class. What about the lower class? Nobody never mentions lower class in West Virginia. And, you know, it's just unacceptable.
What about those who have no class, sir? Sorry. 888-302-3684. All right, one more call. This is George in Tennessee with a focus on who's to blame.
I think everybody's responsible. The Democrats are responsible for not getting out and testing the thing. And the Republicans been fighting it tooth and nail since day one, and now they trying to make like they mad because, you know, it's not going right. And if you didn't put the exchanges in all these states and then they count on the government to put the exchanges up, it's just not fair to the American people if the Republican state's not going to put the exchanges in, and then when it goes bad, the first person they want to lean on is President Obama. It is his fault a little bit, though, because he should have been on top of what's going down on the website, and then everybody would have had a chance to enjoy something that's going to be cheaper, and everybody that's talking about they canceling their policy, that's because they're junk policies. They put these policies out after the law came out, folks pay a low price, and then when they go to the hospital, they out of pocket for over $1,000. So civilians need to get on her job too, because everybody is responsible.
All right, sir. That's a sort of even-handed way of looking at it. I guess it's 16 before the hour. Coming up, a discussion of the latest on the typhoon and what's going on to help people there.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun! I'm Parg.
Something missing from your list, like Fisher-Price, Barbie, or Play School Toys? Get to Kohl's Making the List sale for lots of great savings and earn Kohl's cash this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Nearly everyone agrees that the current immigration system is broken. Some want to only secure the borders, but that is not possible without solving the labor problem. Others want to crack down on employers without first giving employers or employees a legal way to meet their needs. Others want to offer citizenship, but that does nothing to address the demand for workers in the future. One proposal would create a guest worker program for future foreign workers, but offers no solution for the millions already in the U.S. illegally. Whichever part of the problem you examine, a guest worker program is the cornerstone. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see the importance of the rule of law. We need better laws that make it easy for foreign workers to fill empty jobs and for employers to hire them legally. Only a sound guest worker program will do that.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
After teaching science all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast-effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most, with or without a prescription. But only Zefrex D is both fast-acting, going to work in as little as 30 minutes, and has an advanced formula that's highly meth-resistant. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust, too.
Use as directed.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance superbuys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Kenny and I now focus with you on the infrastructure in the Philippines that is keeping aid from reaching the victims who are in desperate need of food and supplies. Aircraft carrier USS George Washington did arrive in the Philippines and is on recovery mission and has got lots of supplies, but that's on the ship. Get it off the ship. How do you get it out to the people is still the question that a lot of folks are asking. From the world of talk and conversation, Jane Foy on the air with CBS correspondent Cammie McCormick about the rest of the relief efforts underway.
We understand the USS George Washington is there, almost there, the aircraft carrier. Do you have an update on that?
Yeah, we were told yesterday by the Pentagon spokesman that it might possibly arrive as early as today. That's key because it has the capacity to carry a lot of purified water on it, which obviously is very much needed there. It also has a lot of aircraft attached with it, and that's going to be crucial in especially the search and rescue efforts and in creating sort of a logistics blueprint that they can use to find out where the hardest hit areas are.
Cammie, where had the aircraft carrier been docked? Where was it coming from?
It had actually made a port stop in Japan, and there are several, as you can imagine, several U.S. vessels in that area, and it was called off that port duty stop early to go down to this region to assist.
Now, the aircraft that are on board, are we talking about helicopters, or is this aircraft that can drop food, drop water, pick people up?
The helicopters will be crucial here, and so will some C-130s and C-17s that are going in. These are big transport planes that will be able to carry a lot of supplies. Another interesting thing we heard yesterday is that the U.S. military has sent some Osprey aircraft in there, and these are the aircraft that take off like helicopters and then can fly like a plane, and that's crucial because there aren't a lot of landing strips and areas for normal aircraft to land. So these aircraft in particular may prove to be very valuable.
We understand that there were some attacks. One was an attack on a funeral procession. Another attack made, I believe, as relief supplies were being toted from one place to another. We know that there were some Marines that were sent there immediately. But in situations like this, what does the American military do?
Yeah, it's probably safe to say the Marines, and we're understanding as many as 250 to 300 may be on the ground now, and we were told by a Marine general that perhaps more would be coming in. What they'll probably do is work with the U.S. military, the forces coming in, secure their various supplies and their operations, and they won't necessarily be called on to do any peacekeeping on the ground. But as you can imagine, the situation there is very chaotic. We heard reports just over the last few hours of people breaking open water pipes in order to try to get some fresh supplies of water. So the people there are very desperate for any relief they can get.
Ken will explain to you the ways that you can help if you want to, coming up in a few moments here on Good Day, plus Health in the Focus.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
So it's 53 after now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello to all of you who are listening here at home and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. People sort of cued in and clued in to the issues of the day. Before we leave the story about the typhoon, Ken has word on what we've posted at Facebook that will help you out a little bit. Kenny?
Yeah, if you go to Facebook.com/Good Day, you will see a... /Good Day Show. At the top of the page, you'll see a picture from the Philippines, and it's linked to a story that has probably 24 different charitable organizations that are all trying to help with various relief efforts. So check it out and help if you can. And just as important, share it on your page so your friends can see it and whoever can help. That's the best way to get help there. Even if you can't, your friends can or their friends can. Just share it.
And the reason that we want to have you share this is because this list has been vetted. There are a damnable number of scams that come up every single time one of these events takes place, whether it's domestically or internationally. Scams galore. So what Kenny has done is find a story that has these groups that have been vetted and they have experience and they're safe for you. I mean, that's really the bottom line. We don't want you to put your money into something that is going to go down a toilet or worse yet into somebody's pocket and never get to the help desk, if you will. So that's why the list is important, and we share it with you at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Ideas on how to help in the event that you are able to help those or want to help those who are involved in the typhoon. Meanwhile, moving around to health Health in the news this week, the report on cholesterol and statins has a lot of people talking. And so we eavesdrop on Ro Khan here, talking to ABC medical analyst Dr. Richard Besser about the College of Cardiology and the Heart Association coming up with new guidelines on cholesterol and statin drugs.
Statin drugs. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with what these are. There has been some talk about how widely they should be prescribed, because what they do is they're cholesterol-lowering drugs, right? Atorvastatin, Lipitor, things like that. I guess the generic is atorvastatin, right?
Yes.
And they've been so widely used that now they're saying, hey, now that they're widely used, so they're widely tolerated. They've had a very, very little sort of, you know, drug interaction rates or other sorts of side effect rates that would preclude people from taking them. But they offer more than just cholesterol reduction benefits. What else are they offering?
So that's the thing. We've been prescribing these drugs for a long time to people with high cholesterol, and it's clear that they reduce the chances that you're going to have a heart attack or stroke. But there's also some thought that these drugs act on inflammation in your body, and may by doing that, they may reduce the chances that a clot will form in the first place. And so as they've looked at these studies, what they've seen is that there are people who benefit who don't have high cholesterol. They have other risk factors for heart disease. So the new recommendations, you know, it's still recommended for people with high cholesterol, people who've had a heart attack or stroke, but they broaden it. So anyone with diabetes who's between 40 and 75, they should take a statin. And then this is the most confusing one, is anyone who has a 10-year risk of having a heart attack that's at least 7.5%. Well, you know, how do you figure that out? Yeah, so they've released a calculator where you can put in some information and figure out your risk. But I have to tell you, it's not an easy calculator to use. You're probably going to want to do it with your doctor. You know, you put in the information's pretty basic. It's your age, your race, your sex, whether you have high blood pressure, diabetes, whether you're treated for high blood pressure, what your cholesterol is, and it will, based on that, give you a risk of having a heart attack. And what they're saying is that anyone whose risk is above 7.5% should take a statin. That's a big change. It used to be, with the old guidelines, it used to be said that anyone who had a risk of 20% or greater should take a statin. And what they're saying is that they feel that more and more people should take these drugs.
Do you think that, I mean, there's going to be people out there that are going to make the argument that this is, you know, this is big pharmaceutical companies deciding that they need to sell their stuff, and so they just want to broaden these guidelines for people so we can get everybody on Lipitor. How effective is this drug? I mean, I think this is probably one of the better inventions of modern medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, these drugs are very effective. And I would have bought into the pharmaceutical argument, except that both regular statins and the high-potency ones, they are available as generic. And so you can get a three-month prescription for many of these drugs for $40. And so the cost issue isn't so big. What I worry about is that people will say, I don't need to worry anymore about what I eat, about losing some weight, about getting some exercise, because there's this little pill I can take that's going to take care of that for me. And there are many people out there who, if they lost, you know, 5 to 10 pounds, if they started exercising and ate a little better, they would not be in a risk group that would, for which a statin would even be recommended.
Hmm. This is something I think you'll hear a lot of this. The specialty shows, some of these doctors, we have a doctor, actually we have three different doctors associated with the Good Day program. One of them thinks, eh, the other one thinks no, and the other one thinks yay. So, anyway, it's an ongoing conversation, as is pretty much everything in our focus here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.